Okay, welcome. Let's unpack the specific project today. We're doing a deep dive into the Adamsville Regional Health Center.
Right, and we're working from a case study provided by Page Healthcare, looking closely at this one facility.
Exactly. So the idea here is to get you a really clear picture pretty quickly. You know, what is this place? Why build it? What's unique about it? And crucially, what's it trying to achieve for the people it serves?
Okay, so starting with the basics, the core identity. The material tells us it's a pretty substantial building. We're talking 34,000 square feet.
Wow, okay. 34,000 square feet.
Yeah.
Right away, that says this is more than just a small clinic. And the location, that seems absolutely central to its purpose, doesn't it?
It really is, yeah. It's set in southwest Atlanta, Fulton County. But the really critical context, the thing you need to grasp, is who it's for. It was specifically built to serve a community that's, well, underserved, facing major health disparities. We're talking a significant indigent population, higher mortality rates than average. That's the core why right there.
That background makes it super clear. This isn't just infrastructure, it's a targeted intervention. So, given that, you know, urgent need, how do they actually get a project this size off the ground? The case study talks about the process.
It does. It highlights that they use a fast-track design-build delivery method.
Design-build. So that's where the design and construction teams work together from the start to speed things up.
Exactly. Think of it as one unified team responsible for both the plans and the building process, working in parallel almost.
Okay. And who was involved in that joint venture?
It was a partnership. Wedding Turner and Stanley Beeman Sears.
And did that fast-track approach actually work? Was it quick?
Apparently so. The study emphasizes the speed. Construction itself was done in just 275 days after the permit was approved.
275 days. That is incredibly fast for a 34,000 square foot health facility.
Well, it makes sense when you think about the community needs they were aiming to meet, right? Urgency was likely key.
True. But, okay, beyond just building it fast, what about what's inside? The case study really seems to emphasize the range of services. It sounds like much more than a typical clinic.
Oh, absolutely. This is where it gets really interesting, I think, and it connects back to that why. It's designed to be truly comprehensive, all under one roof.
So what are we talking specifically? Medical care, obviously, but what else?
Well, yes, primary care is there, and dental care too, which is huge, but also behavioral health services, and get this, childcare and workforce development programs.
Wait. Childcare and job training inside the health center building. That feels pretty different from the standard model. What's the thinking there?
It really reflects a deliberate philosophy. It's about tackling the social determinants of health head on. You know, for someone in this community, maybe lack childcare is the barrier to seeing a doctor, or maybe unemployment is impacting their mental and physical health. By putting these services together, they're trying to address the whole person, their whole situation, not just isolated symptoms.
Right. It's acknowledging that health isn't just about medical charts. It's about life circumstances. Okay. So a holistic service model. How did they translate that into the actual building, the design, the environment?
Well, first off, it's LEED certified. So there's a definite focus on sustainability, environmentally conscious design.
Okay. So energy efficiency, materials, that sort of thing.
Exactly. And beyond that, the feel of the place was important. The stated goal was to create somewhere welcoming, supportive, you know, move away from that cold institutional vibe you sometimes get.
Makes sense. Does the case study mention specific design features that help achieve that?
It does point out a couple of things, like the roof line. It's described as being really distinctive, sort of a visual landmark for the area, but it's also functional. It cleverly hides the mechanical equipment, so form and function working together.
Interesting. A landmark roof. What about inside? With all those different services, medical, dental, childcare, job training, how do you make that flow? How do people navigate?
They used what's described as a decentralized double-height circulation lobby. So picture a large, open, airy central space that kind of acts as the hub. From there, you can easily get to the different wings or areas: primary care, behavioral health, the childcare space, workforce development. It's meant to feel connected, integrated, easy to find your way around. Not like separate little boxes.
Okay, so the physical space reinforces the integrated service model. Makes sense. Let's zoom out a bit. What are the big picture goals here? What impact is this center intended to have?
The main aim is pretty clear: fundamentally improve health outcomes and overall well-being for the people in that specific southwest Atlanta community, that vulnerable population we mentioned.
And are there specific targets mentioned, things they hope to achieve?
Yes, the case study outlines a few key outcomes. One big one is reducing how much the community relies on emergency rooms for basic health care needs. Mm-hmm. That's often a sign people lack access to regular preventative care.
Right. So improving access to that preventative care is another goal.
Exactly. Catching issues earlier.
Okay.
And then there's the empowerment piece. Those workforce development programs, they're explicitly aimed at helping residents gain skills and independence. It connects health directly to economic opportunity.
So it's individual health tied tightly to community vitality. That's powerful. Does the study give more context, like where it sits geographically or within the county system?
Yeah, a few details. It's near major highways, I-285 and I-20, so accessibility is decent. And within Fulton County system, it actually replaces one of their older existing clinics. So it's a consolidation and an upgrade of services in this area.
And is it meant for the whole county or more localized?
Seems more localized. The primary service area is defined as roughly a 5-mile radius around the center, really focusing on that immediate neighborhood.
And didn't the study mention something about future plans for the site?
Yeah.
Beyond just the health center?
Yes, that's a really interesting point. It's part of a bigger master plan for the entire site.
Yeah.
That plan includes future affordable housing and even a charter school.
Wow. Okay, so you're talking about potentially co-locating healthcare, housing, and education.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah.
It really underlines that super holistic vision, seeing health as interconnected with stable housing, good education, community development as a whole.
That really broadens the definition of what a health project can be. And just looping back to the building itself for a second, that roof detail, the study used a specific word.
Yes. It described part of the roof structure as having a clamp element. It sounds like one of those specific architectural choices designed to make the building feel unique, maybe a bit friendlier, more approachable than a standard box.
Those little details matter in making it feel like a positive part of the community fabric, I guess.
Absolutely. Not just functional, but intentional in its presence.
So if we had to sum up how this Adamsville project comes across in the case study, what's the takeaway?
I'd say it's presented as a really significant, quite innovative effort to tackle some tough, long-standing health disparities. The key themes are deeply community-focused, truly holistic, by bringing together all those different services, and built efficiently but also thoughtfully, creating a welcoming space. It's positioned as a potential model.
Yeah, it definitely seems to shift the focus. Not just treating illness when it happens, but actively trying to build up community health, individual well-being, using the building and the services together.
And projects like Adamsville really show you the potential impacts, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
When you intentionally design the space and the services to address the real complex needs of a vulnerable community.
It makes you think, and when you see a model like this Adamsville Center combining medical, dental, behavioral health, but also, you know, childcare and job training, all in one accessible, welcoming place, how much does it fundamentally change what's possible for a community facing big challenges when you define healthcare not just as clinical treatment, but as supporting, well, almost someone's entire life situation?
Mm.
And then thinking about that master plan, adding housing and education potentially right there on the same site, how much further could that kind of integration push the boundaries of improving community health and opportunity? Something to really chew on.